Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your tender mercies, God. Oh, Lord, we come before your presence with thanksgiving, oh, God. We enter into your courts with praises tonight, God. We glorify your name, God. Beside you, there is none other. Oh, Lord, without you, God, we can do nothing. Oh, God, we asking, oh, God, that your anointing, oh, Lord, will ever be upon us tonight, God. We pray, God, that you, oh, God, will have thine own way, God. We pray, God, that you will move out all hindrances. Oh, Lord, the enemy, you have no power, no authority in this place, oh, God. But we, oh, Lord, stand on the word of Jesus, and we bind you on every side. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, oh, God, for we are victorious. We are more than a conqueror. God, we thank you, Lord, for the power that is invested in us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word have free course tonight. Oh, God, that your word, oh, God, oh, Lord, will come alive in the hearts of your people. God, we pray, God, that your word, oh, God, will move, oh, Lord, in a most mighty and a wondrous way. All who agree with me, say amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. I give honor to God tonight, who is my all in all. I thank and praise God for who he is, amen. For he, praise God, is El Shaddai, the breasted one, amen. Hallelujah. He's more than enough. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give honor to our pastor tonight. I want to give honor to him in his absence. We thank and praise God for the opportunity that he has given us tonight, that we be able to have a word to share tonight. We thank and praise God for him, oh God, and his endeavor to please God. He's yoked up in Tallahassee doing a work for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for his dear wife, Marion. Praise God. We praise God for her faithfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for all that you do. Amen. Hallelujah. As I was preparing and seeking the Lord, Lord, what is it that I should share tonight? And the Lord gave me a little something for you here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say the rain is coming. Hallelujah. First Kings 18. Hallelujah. Thank and praise God to on Sunday morning, about 3 in the morning, my wife got a phone call that her aunt passed away. And we was, you know, we had been praying for the family because she was ill. And she had a problem with her heart, but she wasn't healthy enough for them to operate, you know, on her. So wasn't nothing they could do. We live in a day and a time where, you know, there has not failed one word of his precious promises. Praise God. So we need to be reminded that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think or even imagine. Amen. And we was able to go there and be a spiritual blessing with it's just like this aunt was just like her mother after her mother had passed away. So it was like her sisters and brother there. So we was able to go, and they was expecting her to come, and because of her faith and belief in God, anything happened, that'd be the first one they call is her. So we just thank and praise God for the example that we were able to live before them. I remember when I got saved at an early age. I was in the 12th grade, and this aunt, her mother's and her husband, her aunt's husband, was sisters and brothers. And so that was all the siblings were her first cousin. But my twin brother was dating her cousin, which is Clara. And I never will forget it. My wife, which was my girlfriend at the time, invited me to come down to meet her at her cousin's house. And so I didn't know this, but I found out later the mother pulled my wife in the kitchen and said, "Hey, what are you doing? I thought Clara was dating that boy." You know, we was identical twins, you know. So she didn't know it, you know. Said, "What are you doing? What's going on? Tell me what's happening here." She always would remind me of that when I see her, you know. Here is 40 years later, she would always go to laughing and talking about that. But I got saved right after that. And the Lord really blessed us to be able to live a life in front of them. But she I have you to know that she accepted the Lord some years before she passed away. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, 1 Kings 18. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, "Go show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth." And Elijah went to show himself to Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. And it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord. Cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, "Go into the land and unto all the fountains of water and unto all the brooks, peradventure where we may find grass and save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts." So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. And Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face and said, "Art thou that my Lord Elijah?" And he said, he answered him, "I am. Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here." And he said, "What have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is one nation or one or kingdom, whether my Lord have not sent to seek thee." And when they said, "He is not there," he took an oath of the kingdom and nation, and they found thee not. And now thou sayest, "Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here." And it came to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, he cannot find thee, and he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou said, go tell the Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, and he shall slay me. Here we have Obadiah here. Obadiah is trying to plead his case because he knew who Elijah was. He was such a great prophet. Whatever Elijah would say, would none of his words fall to the ground. And here we are where he had already told the king and told him, say, look, the Lord will shut up the heavens and there shall be no rain in the space of 3.5 years. There won't be no dew. I don't care. There would not be any water, no rain in 3.5 years. And so here we're living in a day and a time here where whatever he spoke, the Lord honored it. Amen. The Lord honored his words. Why? Because the people had backslidden. Israel had backslidden. And Ahab and Jezebel had got the nation in such a backslidden place where when the word had said, the word had already said, when you don't remember the Lord thy God and from whence you came and all of the statutes and the commandments, then the Lord said he will shut up the heavens and there will be no rain. They was in a position where the Lord honored his word. One thing about it, the word of God will stand when everything else will fail. This is why we as a people of God need to know the will of God. We need to know the word of God. We need to know what the word say. We need to know the benefits of the word. We need to know what would happen if we don't obey the word. We need to know what would happen if we do obey the word. We need to know that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add it no sorrow. We need to know the curses. We need to know all of these things. Amen. Why? Because it will benefit us to know them. Praise God for when sin, the Bible said in the last days, sin shall abound, but grace shall much more abound. Amen. So here was a day where sin was great in the land, and the people was in a backslidden condition. They had prophets of gold, prophets of Baal, and they honored these idol gods and worship them and forgot all about God. Amen. And here was on the throne a weak, a jelly-backed king, Ahab, that did whatever his wife said. Amen. And she was backslidden. She was a heathen. Amen. Hallelujah. But here was a prophet of God that loved God in Obadiah. He loved the Lord. And he was in a key position. He was the governor. He was in a key position there. And when he found out what Jezebel was doing, cutting them prophets up, cutting their heads off, he started hiding them in a cave. He started hiding them and putting them in a place and giving them protection. Amen. Now here we hear of what it is, ISIS cutting people head off. They cutting people head off. Now, here it is. They're living in a time where the king, the people in authority in that nation, is coming against what they believe. See, we're living in the last days. And if there's ever been a time we need to know what the words say, is now. See, the Lord speak to us. The Lord, you know, we need to have an attentive ear to hear the voice of the Lord. See, here it opens up and it said, say the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, "Go to show thyself." Go now. Here, he know that these people have the power to kill him. But he told him to go show thyself to the king Ahab. Go show him and let him know that now it's going to rain. You know, it's going to rain now. See, but then he's faced with one of his brothers that fears. And now, after all I've done, I hid these prophets in the cave. I fed them bread and water. I protected them. And now you telling me to go show myself. In other words, I don't want to be associated with you because you got a bad name. I don't want to be associated with you because they're looking for you to kill you. Because he stood on the word of God, and he stood for what thus say the Lord. And we see where miraculously he convinced them. He said, "All right, this is what I want you to do." He said, "I want you to go tell the king that I'm here, and what's going to happen? The Lord you're going to be translated out of here, and he won't know he's not going to know where you are. He's not going to know where you made your last step." So here, where Elijah, I'm gonna speed you up a little bit, and how he told. Now this is very familiar. This is a very familiar story. How he told a servant to go look for the rain, go see, and look to the east and see if you can see any sign of the rain. Now he already told the king. Go tell Ahab, I'm here, and the Lord done told him, say, let him know it's gonna rain. And he told his servant to go look for rain. He went seven times looking for the rain. Seven times. Every time he come back, he said he didn't see no sign of the rain. Didn't see no sign of the rain. So the seventh time he went, he said he seen a cloud about the size of a man's hand. And Elijah said, I can hear of abundance of rain. And we know that Ahab, before the chariot could get there, before he can get in the courtyard, he outran the chariot. The anointing got on him, and he ran so many miles and outran the chariot because the abundance of rain that he heard, and the Lord wanted him to let the king know. Amen. So I'm saying all that to say that when he prayed, and he prayed and said, "Lord, shut up the heaven that there be no rain." The Bible say we, you know, that we when it come to Elijah, say we are men of like passion, just like Elijah. He prayed and the Lord shut up the heavens. Now, we're living in a time where we need God to intervene in our nation. We need God to intervene in our communities. You know, because every time you turn on the TV, every time you turn on the news, there's something bad. There's something contrary when it comes to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But if we want to see our community change, if we want to see our neighborhoods change, if we want to see our nation change, then we need to do like Elijah. We need to take authority over whatever it is that's causing our neighborhoods to be in ruin and our nation to be backslidden. We need to take authority over this spirit, praise God, and we need to, as ever before, take our rightful place as the people of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I'm always reminded how when the When they ask about Elijah, they say, isn't he one that's troubling Israel? See, isn't he the one that's troubling Israel? They had that thing all messed up. Praise God. It was Ahab and Jezebel that were troubling Israel. Why? Because of their lifestyles, or what they believed in, and how they was leading the nation. They were leading the nation away from God. Praise God. And see, Elijah, right after this incident, Elijah, praise God, challenged the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Grove. Praise say, if your God be God, then let the God that is God answer by fire. Praise God. We need to draw a line in the sand. We need to draw a line in the sand and let the enemy know, praise God, that my God is the God. Hallelujah. The creator, and besides him, there is none other. We need to draw a line in the sand and say that my God, he is a consuming fire. Praise God. My God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah is the ruler of all mankind and everything. Praise God. Have to answer to him. Praise God. We need, as never before, praise God, put a line in the sand. Praise God. And let the enemy know, praise God, that I'm not getting up from here. I'm not gonna take down until I see a change, praise God, in my community. Until I see a change in my nation. But we have to have, praise God, tenacity. We have to have a bulldog type of faith to hold on to the horns of the altar until we see change. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, Elijah thought he was the only, prophet left, but they was killing him. They was killing him so much. He said, when he went to the Lord, he said, Lord, he said, I'm the only one left. The Lord said, no, I got 7,000 that have not bowed to Baal. Amen. Praise God. But the rain is coming. Praise God. In our churches today, it seems as if that there's dry springs and flickering flames. Praise God. Where's all the fire? Where's all the thirsting and hunger for the Lord? Amen. Praise God. But in order for us to see, praise God, the glory of the God, in order for us to see, praise God, the glory, and for the glory to be revealed, praise God, then we will have to press in at it. Press in and move in the realm of faith, believing God according to his word. Amen. Praise God. The Bible lets us know, praise God, that if we seek him, we shall find him. When we seek him with all our heart, praise God. But we, praise God, will get so far and we'll cave in and we'll quit. But I want to encourage you tonight, and I want to give you such of encouragement that you will grab hold of what God words say. I mean, God instructs us, praise God, to say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God. There's a place of protection. There's a place, praise God, in God that we can get, that we can hear him. Praise God. And that we can know him so well that nothing can make us doubt him. Praise God. Why is it that we get in a place where we can be so focused and we can be on so much on point? Praise God. And look like, praise God, that we can't turn, praise God, until we fall on our face. And that we will seek him with all our heart for everything that we need. I don't care Before you will leave out the house, you'll say, Lord, lead me and guide me and direct me. Praise God. You can be so focused and you can be on so much on point, and you can have the love of God burning within you. Praise God. Such a fervent burning desire. Praise God to please him. Praise God. But all of a sudden there will come something. It will knock you. Praise God. And that will distract you. And that will cause you, praise God, to get out of your, praise God, focus, broken focus. Amen. Praise God. But see, that's what happened to Elijah here. After he took them and they built this altar, and after they filled the trenches up with water, and after they put the bullocks and put the sacrifice on the altar, and after they told him, say, all right, I tell you what you do. You call on your God. You begin to pray out to your God, and the God that answered by fire, let him be God. Hallelujah. See, here in our walk with Christ, praise God, we have such fervor, we have such burning desire to see the lost saved. We have such fervor and burning desire to see the word be evident in our life, have such fervor and burning desire to see God hand move for us and for everyone that we come in contact with. Praise God, but it's always something that will come in and knock us off our focus. Hear this man. Here was a 450 prophets of Baal, 400 prophets of Grove, and they begin to cry out, and they did everything. Cried out, and they begin to cut themselves. They begin to tear down the altar. They begin to do everything, and no God shows up. Hallelujah. And then Elijah come. He happened to build the altar back up and happened to put more water. Praise God, put more water on it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then he began to cry out to his God. Let me tell you something tonight. Praise God. God's ear is not too heavy that he cannot save. His arm is not shortened that he cannot save. But it's our sins and our iniquities that will separate us from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when we are on point, and when we are so focused, hallelujah, and when we so dedicated, praise God, until being in obedience and being in, praise God, the place where God have called us to be, praise God, and we can hear the whispers of God, we can hear, praise God, God calling us, praise God, to a higher height and a deeper debt, when we can hear, praise God, the voice of the Lord saying, get up and pray, get up and seek my face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here Elijah, praise God, he was on point, he was focused. And he began to call out to his God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the fire of God came down from heaven and licked up all the water that was in the trough. Praise God. And come and consume the burnt offerings. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this is when, praise God, he rose up, praise God, in such boldness that he said, don't let not one of them get away. Don't not let not one of them get away. And then he slew them all. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So here, I want to encourage you, praise God, that when you're on point and when you're focused, praise God, and when you're purposing your heart that you're going to be pleasing in the sight of God. Hallelujah. When you purpose in your heart that you're going to stay on point and you're not going to let nothing separate you from the love of God. Amen. Praise God. I want to encourage you tonight. I want to encourage you tonight. Praise God. We are men of like passion, just like Elijah. Just like he with Elijah, he with us. Just like he with Jacob, he with us. Praise God. God have no respect to person. God, praise God, is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is not slight concerning his promise. Hallelujah. I'm so encouraged tonight. Hallelujah. See, but after that victory, praise God, after that victory, then this Jezebel said that she was going to take his head off. Boy, and then fear gripped him. Hallelujah. Fear gripped him, boy. He ran for the hills, didn't he? Hallelujah. Praise God. He got up under this juniper tree. Up in way out in the wilderness, up under this juniper tree. Praise God. And he began to say, Lord, say, I'm the only one. He said, I'm the only one that ain't bowed my knee to Baal. He began to have a pity party, right? Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's don't get into that state of mind. Praise God. But we need to keep focused. And we need to stay on point. And we need to stay no matter what come against us, no matter either by letter or by word of man. Don't let it shake your faith. Hallelujah. Don't let it shake your faith. Tonight, praise God, all we need to know, praise God, that the rain is coming. All we need to know that God is not slight concerning his promise. Praise God. He will send the rain. Amen. But unless we ask God to open up the heavens, unless we ask God, hallelujah, unless we pray, praise God, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven. Then the heavens will open up. Then the rain will come. Praise God, the rain in our lives represent, praise God, all the promises of God. Praise God, why? Because Jesus have given us life. Praise God, Jesus have did all that he's gonna do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We should be walking in the fullness. We need to be should be walking in the fullness in the fullness in the measure of faith, believing that God, praise God, will do just what he say he will do. Praise God. He promised, praise God, that we shall be the head and not the tail. He promised us, praise God, that we shall be the lender and not the borrower. He promised us, praise God, that we, praise God, shall be a light, praise God, into a dark world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then we need, praise God, to be light bearers. Then we need to be a people, praise God, so full of faith, believing God according to his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because Jesus has paid, praise God, the ultimate price. He paid the ultimate price, praise God, that we, praise God, can stand up boldly against the enemy. We can stand up boldly and say, praise God, that God, Hundalabosita, have defeated you over 2,000 years ago. Praise God, my elder brother Jesus Christ. Praise God, the authority that he has placed in me. Praise God, that I, praise God, can tread over serpents. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, but he got this, Elijah got discouraged. And he went in that place. And the Lord began to show him some things. Praise God. That was an earthquake. And then the Bible said it was not an earthquake. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times we try to trace God. We try to put our hand on him. We try to find out, you know. This surely this must be God. Surely this must be God. Surely that must be God. But the Bible say there was a still small voice, and that was God. Amen. In order to hear God, in order to hear his voice, in order to hear God, we need to have attentive ear to know his voice. Praise God. See, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not going to come in and just bust his way into your life and bust his way into and say, duh, you know, and scream loud and wake you up. Now, he can do it. He can do it now. But the Bible instructs us that if we will seek him with all our heart. See, the thing of it is we got to want it. We got to want it. We got to desire it. We got to have a desire. We got to have such a hunger and thirst and a great desire to see God move in our lives to a point that you will move everything, all the strikes is out of the way. Praise God. It will not bother you. Why? Because I'm trying to get a word from the Lord. I'm trying to figure out, Lord, what is it? I remember when I wasn't working and everything looked like, I mean, never been in this place of want and need and like. And I mean, just for the lights, water, just for the things that we take for granted, that we go to the faucet, cut on the water there, hit the switch and light come on. Not even think about go to the refrigerator and see if there's a egg in there or some milk. What I'm saying to you, man, I went everywhere looking for a job. Never had a problem. Always could get a job. Skilled in what I did. But I went through a period where I couldn't understand, Lord, what is it? What is it? Some of them say you didn't pass the background check. Say what? I worked everywhere. I worked at the Pentagon. I worked at all these Fortune 500 countries, these defense contractors, Northrop Grumman. I worked over at Harris Corporation. I worked at Whidbey Island Naval Base. I worked at the Pentagon. What you mean my background is not? Come to find out, I got pulled over one day. My wife and I was going up to the Toyota place just browsing around. Here come this unmarked four-wheel drive truck with lights flashing everywhere, pull us over, then look like five or six more cops, everybody coming. What is going on? Like we robbed a bank or something, man. I mean, all of them getting out of the car. He comes to my side of the car. He say, you know you're driving. You guys in a car, the owner is deceased. I say, what? The owner's not. I'm alive and in color. What do you mean deceased? He said, "You do you have the drive?" I said, "Man, what's really going on here?" He said, "You got an ID?" I said, "Yeah." I give him my driver's license. He goes back. He come back. He say, "Yeah, check that." He said, "But you need to go down to DMV. They have you deceased." I say, "What?" He said, "And then I said, hold on, man. I said, I got a twin brother. My twin brother passed away about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago." He said, "Well, somebody's already took his identity, and he have committed some crimes, and we kind of thought this car was part of that, because once a person is deceased, they're supposed to, you know, you got to take this car out of his name, you know, got so many days to change the title and all that." So I started seeking the face of the Lord. Before this happened, I was seeking the face of the Lord. Lord, what is it? Why? What's going on? Why is all this stuff going on? Why I can't get a job? I can't do nothing. I mean, I couldn't get nothing. And the Lord told me, say, look, Lord spoke to me and say, Lord, change your prayer. Because I said, Lord, you know, pray over the applications and, you know, for the Lord to give me a divine favor and all this. So, Lord, see, I started praying for a divine connection. Someone with the power, the ability, and the influence that will speak on my behalf. And so then I found out about this. And then I went down to DMV. It took me about 2 or 3 hours to get that straightened out. And then when all of a sudden I started getting calls from everywhere, then it took me out of the system. I am not dead anymore. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. You know what I mean? See, let me tell you, man. Let me tell you, the enemy don't play fair. See, you know what I mean? We got targets on our back. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, you know, that, see, certain things and certain people, certain obstacles will cause you to have broken focus and get you off point. See, if everybody was like they was in the upper room, 120 of them in the upper room, they was in one place, they was all of one accord, they all of one mind. And if we all can have one mind, is to seek his face, one mind, and of one accord, to be pleasing in his sight. One mind, one heart, one thing. Praise God, that will I seek after, that I might dwell in his presence, that I might be, praise God, where I can be used in a time, in a place, anywhere. When we get that heart, and when we get that mind of one accord, then no matter what comes, I mean, I used to come here, man, and I used to try to just lose myself in the praises of the Lord, because praises bring the answer. I mean, praises bring the answer, man. You let the devil know, no matter what you're doing to come against me, praise God, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to show you, praise God, that in him I move, in him I breathe, and it is in him I have my being. Praise God, nothing that you can do, nothing that you can say, nothing that nobody can do, praise God, but I'm continuing to believe God. Hallelujah. Praise God, once Elijah found out, praise God, it was in the still small voice. Once he found out, praise God, and the Lord had to jerk him around and let him know, I have 7,000 that have not bowed their knee to Baal. And once he found out, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, that God, hallelujah, was who he say he was. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. See what would get us, praise God, in trouble with God, praise God, is when we, praise God, get lifted up in pride like he did. Like he's the only one. He's praise God. Praise God is the one-shot wonder. Amen. He's not, you know what I mean? God, praise God, have given us, praise God, the body of Christ. He has given us the victory. Praise God. But if we, praise God, will come together as one, hallelujah, come together with one heart, one purpose, one mind, hallelujah, praise God, seeking, hallelujah, seeking the mind of God, Lord, how shall we go from here? What shall we do? How shall we move? If you don't go with us, then we don't want to go. Hallelujah. Be just like they was, praise God. As long as the pillar of fire will move, they will move. As long as the pillar of cloud by day move, they will move. Praise God. We have to get that kind of mindset. We have to get the mindset, Lord, unless you go with me, I don't want to go. Lord, unless you be with me, I don't want to even move out into my day. But I need you, Lord. I need God that you be with me. Hallelujah. Why? Because God, hallelujah, wants to show himself mighty in the earth. His eyes go to and fro. He's seeking. He's seeking, praise God, those whose heart is perfect. Those who's mature enough in Christ to know, praise God, the reality of your redemption. To know, praise God, who you are and what all that entails. Praise God that he was made poor that I might be rich. Hallelujah. That with his stripes I'm the healed one. Praise God. And that I can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Praise God. I mean, hands down. Praise God. Hallelujah. They're going to get up. Hallelujah. Why? Because God said they're going to get up. But we got to get a holy boldness in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What jumped off the page on me in this Obadiah. See, God put you in a strategic area in the government. He'll put you in a strategic area, praise God, in your community. He'll put you in a key position, praise God, on your job. He'll put you in a key position, praise God, in the grocery store. Praise God. And all of a sudden, things will change for people. Why? Because God got his mark on you. God got his mark on you. Praise God. See, those 100 men prophets, those 100 prophets didn't have nothing to worry about. Why? Because God had already had a prepared place for them. They didn't have to worry about living. Why? Because of what they was doing. Because God had a person in a key position that jumped out. That jumped off the page. See, God is placing us in this earth in this day and time, putting us in key areas in this community, in this place, praise God, that we can make a difference, that we can show up, praise God, and that God can use us, praise God, to get the job done. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I believe as never before, praise God, we'll be like sleeping giants. Praise God. All of a sudden, praise God. All of a sudden, when God get ready, hallelujah. Praise God, our neighbors. Praise God, and the people in our job. They'll begin to cry and say, "What must I do to be saved?" Praise God, what must I do? Praise God, to inherit the kingdom of God. What must I do? What must I do? Praise God. But we need to be ready. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to be ready. We need to be full of the faith. We need to be full of the power. We need, praise God, to keep that prayer wheel turning. Praise God, keep it turning. Praise God, so much so, praise God, till we can hear the voice of God when it tells us, praise God, get up in the morning. Praise God, and cry out. Praise God for that person next door. Cry out for that neighbor down the street. Cry out for that neighborhood. Praise God, that where the drugs don't seem like, praise God, that they're going to get caught. Don't seem like, praise God, they're causing the communities, praise God, in the areas to go down. Amen. Praise God. The Bible want us to be light into the darkness. Light into the darkness. Hallelujah. I want to encourage us tonight. Praise God. And that we will not fear what the enemy will do unto us. Because we're living in a day and time, praise God, where everything is happening. Everything is happening, and it behooves us to know where we stand in Christ. We need to know, praise God, that we are seated with him in heavenly places. So we will not fear if we knew that he have already took the sting out of death, right? And we got victory over the grave. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Fear not, but believe only. And we'll see God move in our time. We will see God change a generation. Amen. And we will leave a mark that will not be erased. Hallelujah. But in his presence, it's going to take us to wear out that secret place. Stay in the secretness of his pavilion. Stay in that secret place. The Bible say if we go in a secret place, when we pray, go and shut the door, and the Lord see where it's in secret, then he'll reward us openly. Amen. Praise God. We want to see God move in our day and time. We want to see the rewards. We want to receive the rewards of our secretness, the secretness of our pavilion, us praying, standing before God, and having a relationship with him. Amen. That's what Jesus did. Jesus, he was still away. He was still away, and he would go in that solitude place. He would go in that place where just him and the Father. Amen. Praise God. And he'll tell the disciples, you know, to do this, to do that, the other, and he'll go in that secret place, and they look up there, he come walking on the water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's what kind of God that we have. We have a God that will give us our heart desire. But we got to give our heart and desire to him. Amen. Praise God. If we want him to give us our heart desire, then we need to delight ourselves in him. Hallelujah. Just love on him. Just love on him. Praise God. And don't be shy about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Start knocking over some of these chairs running around in here. Get beside yourself. See, now he done got two foot gone. I believe those days are coming back to the church. I believe the days are coming back where we're gonna love him so much and get so excited about what he's doing. Praise God, and then it's gonna catch on, amen. It's gonna catch on. Everybody gonna hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Took me a little while to get started here tonight, but I want to encourage you tonight. Praise God that we know the rain is coming. Praise God. All those things that will flourish because of what Jesus has done. Jesus have laid the foundation, opened up a way. And the old saints say, what more can he do? Praise God. He's done did everything he's going to do. Praise God. All we got to do is take our rightful place. Praise God. And we'll see God move. Amen. Let us stand tonight.